Barabata Carabo to Kobash,
trust is in your hand.
Oh, we put our trust in you, Lord, we put our trust in you, God. I put my hope is in you. You are the blessed hope, Shiri Karabata Karabata Kabaka Shiri Yamarara. You've guided us, Jehovah God. You protect us. You watch over us. You are our shield, our portion, our all in all. Jesus, our trust is in your faithful hands. It is in your grace. Is it in your mercy? Is in your hand? Indeed, our lives are in you. You guide us. You strengthen us. Your hand is upon us. We're never disappointed. And hope does not make us to be ashamed. We destroy the foundations of darkness. We destroy the cocks of darkness. We come against powers. We come against forces. We come against principalities. And I hold in front of people. We rebuke the works of the enemy. We silence every work of the devil. Oh God, we put our trust in you. Our trust in you. Come against the spirit of accident. Karabotokoba,
May we be clothed by your presence, may we be clothed by your glory, may we be clothed by your hand, Ribatakashi didikata. May we see your faithfulness throughout generations. And your faithfulness is throughout generations. Sharabatakasa didididid. Release your mercy, your mercy, your mercy, your mercy, your God, of your people, O God. Release your mercy, your mercy, your mercy, your mercy, your God. Upon the nations, upon the people, your mercy, your mercy, your mercy, your mercy, your God. We need your mercy, your Jehovah, we need your mercy.
Makarabuko bashi idikarabaka sikidika kurabataka shikidikarabuko bakashi idikidikidikarabuko bashi dididididi boshi kidikidi. Oh God, release your mercy on my life. Shikidikarabataka shikidikarabuko bashi dididididi. Let your mercy prevail over those that listen. Dididibadakarabuko bashi didididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididid takashite that flows from the blessed hope shiri de karamate de karaboku bashite. Let your mercy flow, let your mercy flow. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Healing like a river, oh God. Spirit of light, 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 spirit of light. Let your spirit flow, let your spirit flow, let your spirit flow. Rivers of mercy, oh, 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 oh. Rivers of mercy, oh, 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 oh. Rivers of mercy, oh, 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 oh. Rivers of mercy, let it flow, Lord. Rivers of mercy, let it flow. Flow on me, 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 flow on me. Oh, 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 oh. Let your river flow. Let your river, 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 river. He that is in need of mercy, receive your mercy this morning. Receive your grace this morning. Receive mercy, 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 mercy. Mercy triumphs in the place of judgment. Let your mercy flow, O God. Flow. Let your mercy flow. Your mercy flow. Let your mercy flow. Let your mercy flow. Flow, 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 flow. Let your mercy flow. Mercy flow like a river this morning. Give you utterance, Lord. She did it, Karabotokoba. She did it, Karabotokoba. To communicate your truth to God. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord. You just put that aside. It's another good morning that we can listen to God's word. And I thank you for joining in this morning. I know it's not in vain that you're here. And I know that there's something that God has prepared for us to hear, for us to learn of Him, and for us to be taught by Him. And we've been looking at our study, Romans chapter 8. And by God's grace, we are still digging into it. Because I think Paul, in his writing, is one of the teachers that you can say is quite deep in terms of revelation, in terms of his statements. His statements are actually quite loaded. And that tells you, and gives you an understanding of the teaching and of his doctrine. Rather, his doctrine, and this is what is called the apostles' kerygma, the apostles' preaching. They had a specific content of preaching that was consistent, and they will speak basically of redemption. And what does it take to be born again, or rather, you know, the futility of mankind, the futility of human efforts. Man is lost without God. Man is lost in sin. Man cannot save himself, but it is only God who did the work of salvation by sending his only begotten Son, his Son coming in the form of flesh and dying, living a life of perfection and dying on the cross for our sins. And the end result of that is that we that put our faith and our hope in Him receive salvation, receive the redemption of our bodies, receive the redemption of our souls. We are bought back. And this is what we put our trust in. This is what we put our hope in. And today, by the grace of God, I want us to look at this hope. What is hope? And being saved by hope, you know. And when we read from verse Romans chapter 8, from verse 23, there are two key verses, that is 24 and 25, but I want to just read 23, and just so that we can get the context. And it says, "And not only they, but all ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan
within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to which the redemption of our body. For verse 24, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for what we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. Verse 26, likewise the Spirit also helps our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knows the mind, what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So Paul is teaching, and the scriptures are teaching us through the Holy Spirit, that verse 24, for we are saved by hope, and hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for that which we do not see, then we do so with patience and we wait for it. And when we are speaking of hope, what does hope mean? Ideally, hope is the putting of your confidence, is a putting of your trust, is more of an eager expectation, a confidence, an assurance that the thing that you desire, or the thing that you have believed, the thing that you are trusting in, will come to pass. To me, that is hope. Because hope is actually the core tenet, or rather the core foundation of our faith. And that's why it says these three remain: faith, hope, and love. 1 Corinthians 13, towards the end. And these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. So faith is a starting point. You must hear the word of God. The word of God is taught to you by those that are sent to the gospel. And when the gospel is preached, and the gospel speaks of the message of conviction, the message to turn away from sin, the message that indeed no man can save himself, every human effort at religion, at being righteous to God, is filthy rags before God, but it is only the work of Christ dying on the cross that brings us that salvation that we long for. And we put our faith in God. And then when we put our faith in God, now what we have is now hope. We receive hope. And we are saved by hope. I know Ephesians 2, 8, verse 9, it says we are saved by grace through faith. And this is not us of ourselves, but it is a gift of God so that no one may boast. But ideally, the core thing that we put our trust in and we put our hope in is we are putting our hope in the gospel. So hope and faith and trust are kind of interchangeably. And even faith, because hope is a longing, an expectation, a desire, a trust. It is something that we are looking forward to. So when the Bible tells us that as we are groaning, as our bodies are groaning to be clothed with immortality, to be clothed with divinity, because for now our bodies are the bodies of flesh. They are the bodies of sin. They are the bodies that die. They are the bodies that are as a result of the sin of Adam, because Adam was told, the day you shall eat from that tree of knowledge of good and evil, then you shall die. That you shall die. And you see, whatever we see in our bodies, whether it is age, whether it is sickness, whether it is infirmities, whether it is fallings and attacks, all these are a product of the fall of man. But you see, in Christ, when we put our faith in Christ, when we put our hope in Christ, then our hope is that these bodies of ours that shall be redeemed. And that is why we speak of hope, that we cannot be like Gentiles without hope, without outside of the commonwealth of Israel and without hope. What does that mean? And maybe let's just look at that verse. When we see that, okay, let me first start with the hope of his calling. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, Paul says, I pray that the eyes of your understanding might be enlightened, that you might know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. So there is a hope of his calling. I want us to look at the various hopes. There's a hope of his calling. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 4 tells us, there is one body and one spirit, and even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. So God has called us upward. We are called to his hope. We are called by hope and to his hope. There is a hope of God's calling. And that is an upward call that God calls us to himself. We have a hope of the calling of God. And that is a trust that God can open our eyes to the understanding, to have the understanding of what God has called us to. Many people do not know that God has called them. The first call is the call to salvation, the call to repentance. Then there is a call to service. Then there's a call to ministry. But the most and greatest important call, the call to salvation, to which if you respond to it, then you enter. And that's why the Bible tells us Christ in you, the mystery of godliness is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So when we are in Christ, when we put our faith in Christ, we are and we receive the hope of glory. Christ in us, the hope of glory. So we put our hope in the calling of God, in that he has called us to a salvation. Then we put our hope in glory, the hope of glory, that we are looking forward to a transformation that will happen. For now, we are covered. We have this treasure in jars of clay, that to show that this all-surpassing power is not from us, but is from God. But I tell you, a time will come when we shall put away this earthly tent, this earthly body, and we shall be covered in glory, covered in the glory of our Lord. And this is something that we put our hope in. You see, when unbelievers die, there is a lot of mourning, because for sure they are away from God, and they know that only what they expect is fearful expectation of judgment. Because the Bible tells us it is appointed once for man to die, and then judgment. So anyone that dies apart from God, the only expectation, the only fear, and the only thing that they're looking forward to, or rather they fear even in their looking forward to, is judgment. But you see, us as believers, the Bible tells us that when we die, we don't even die, we just sleep. And we are awaiting the hope that is in us, the hope in Christ, the hope for a resurrection, the hope for a new inheritance, the hope for a new bodies, the redemption of our bodies. That we receive new bodies, we receive new minds, we receive new spirits, that we are clothed with immortality. That these earthen vessels are no longer our portion. And that is why Jesus said, in heaven there is no marriage, because you shall be like the angels. You shall be clothed with a different type of body. And we see the example of Jesus when he was resurrected. He was given a resurrected body. And that body is the kind of first fruits, is the kind that we shall also receive, because God was redeeming sons. He was redeeming the church of the firstborn. That's why he is called our firstborn. And we are made like him. We are redeemed like him. So we shall be like him. In each and every measure, we shall be like our Lord and Savior, because we are made sons after him, after his likeness. He is the firstborn of all creation. That means if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. So we have the hope of his calling. We have the hope of the gospel. And this hope of the gospel is the hope of eternal life, is the hope of everlasting joy, is the hope of being with God the Father. And that is why when we transition from this life, we sleep in this life, we are immediately with the Father. And that's why Paul says that to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. You see, many people live this life without hope. Many people live this earth and they continue to exist without hope. And that is why when things go wrong, you find they take the shortest route, which is an escape, which is to just kill themselves. And that is because they do not know where to put their hope in, where to put their faith in. What happens when you've lost a child? What happens when you've lost a job, when you've lost an opportunity, when you've lost a business, when things do not seem to work out, when it's taken so long for your answer to come? What keeps you going? It is hope. It is hope that tomorrow would be better than today, that I am yet to live the best days of my life, that my future days are still going to be greater, because the Bible tells me that God has good plans for me, plans for good and not for evil, plans to prosper me, to give me a hope and a future. So God has a good plan for you. God has a destiny that he has set for you, that indeed if you continue to put your hope in him, you not only have hope for this life, but you also have hope for the life to come. And that is why in original scripture in Romans chapter 8, the question is, if we are hoping for what we have already seen, then what is that hope? That means that there is something that we must look forward beyond even that which we can see with our own eye. The Bible tells us of Abraham that they died in faith, they died in hope, looking forward to that city whose builder and architect is the Lord. They did not receive even what they had trusted in. Now their faith was so mature that it was not based even on what they received. Because the challenge with our generation, the challenge with human beings is that we want to have hope in that which we can see, that which is tangible. But I assure you, when you put your hope in the unseen, when you put your faith, when you put your confidence in that which God has done for you, then that is what God responds to. That is the faith that God is pleased by. Because you look at yourself and you know, you can see your body, you can see its weaknesses, you can see its infirmities, you can see the challenges, you can see the frailty. But at the end of the day, you also hear the word of the Savior that blessed are those who put their hope in God. They shall not be ashamed. That's why in Romans chapter 5, is it Romans or 1 Corinthians? Let me just quickly look at that. Where it tells us that hope does not put us to shame. my God. Romans 5, verse 5. And hope maketh not ashamed. Hope does not disappoint us, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Maybe just in context, Romans chapter 5 from verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God, our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Look at that hope. We are rejoicing. So hope gives us joy in the midst of trouble. It gives us joy in the midst of pain. It gives us joy in the midst of death. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope does not make us to be ashamed. I assure you, when you have hope in God, despite what you're going through, tribulation, you're going through experience, you're going through perseverance, you're going through patience, and all this works what in you? Hope. The reason why people commit suicide is they've lost hope. And I want you to remind you this morning that you can put your hope in God. Put your trust in God. Many people have put their hopes in their parents. Many people have put their hopes in their uncles. Many people have put their hopes in their godfathers. Many people have put their hopes in their jobs. Or in pig people, or in, you know, in those in authority, or in presidents, or in their dollars, or in their bank accounts. But life has taught us that all this can be lost in a day. Life has taught us that we live in a fallen world. We live in a world full of infirmities. We are a bag of infirmities. We are a bag of frailties. Even we ourselves disappoint our own selves. And that is why we have this hope for the soul, an anchor firm, secure, that cannot be shaken. This hope that enters that secret place, the Holy of Holies. And this is the hope that Christ has gone ahead of us. He has already defeated the devil. He has already conquered. And he is coming back for us. And when we speak of the rapture, when we speak of the time when the Lord shall come back for us, the word that the scriptures give us is that is a blessed hope. The blessed hope. I don't know if you've come across that verse, but it is in Titus. And where it speaks of we are looking forward to the blessed hope. There's a blessed hope that comes. Let me see if I can quickly get that verse. Ah, ya bakashikiri bukuba shetikidikidikudabakaba. Yeah, Titus chapter 2, verse 13. And it says, Titus chapter 2, verse 13. The Bible tells us that looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Lord Jesus. So the blessed hope is the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Looking forward. So from verse 11 says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously and godly in this present world, looking forward to that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I assure you, there is a blessed hope that we as believers are saved by. We as believers, we know that we will not be ashamed. We will not be put to shame. Our hope in God does not put us in shame. And that is why when you look at Hebrews, we see that this hope is set before us. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation. We who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. So God has put hope ahead of us. And I think this message is just to tell you, put your hope, put your faith, put your confidence, put your expectation for what God has laid up for you. Do not lose heart. Do not faint. Your hope will sustain you. Your hope is the reason why you cannot kill yourself. Your hope is the reason why you will get up out of your bed and go and search for that job. Your hope is the reason why you can continue to put your trust, your confidence, your desires in Him. Let me assure you that hope does not disappoint you. And 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15 tells us, "But sanctify the Lord in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, but do so with meekness and fear." We are called to even be hope carriers, to be hope givers. When you find people that are disappointed, give them hope. The same hope that you have received, share them why you believe, why it is that you've put your trust in God. Why are you not shaken when everything around you looks like you should be shaken? Why you're not disappointed? Why you can still put on a smile? Because your hope is not just for the things that we see. Your hope is not just for now, but your hope is for that which is to come. And that which is to come is that which our Father has prepared for us. Be ready to give a reason for your hope. And lastly, I want to finish with this. When we put our hope in God, this hope purifies us. And this we read in 1 John chapter 3 from verse 1 to 6. It says, "Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure." When we put our hope in Christ, when we put our hope that when Christ appears, our Lord, we shall be like him, this hope purifies us, my God. And today, this morning, as you put your hope in God, do you know what it does? It cleanses you. It purifies you. Because this hope drives you forward. It pushes you forward. It helps you to put your trust and your confidence in God. And I ask you this morning, if you don't know this hope, if you're not sure of this hope, if you don't know what happens to you beyond this life, it is a good moment that you give your life to Jesus. And I want you to say this prayer after me. Father, I come before you. I am a sinner. I ask that you forgive me of my sins. Cleanse my heart from all unrighteousness. And today, I put my trust, I put my confidence, I put my hope in you, in what you have done on the cross, in the salvation that you have paid for me through the death and resurrection of your Son. And even in that blessed hope that you are coming back for us, that even when we die, we shall be received into glory. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. My brother, my sister, you that has prayed this prayer, you that has purified themselves by putting their hope in God, live a life worthy of the calling that you have received. Put your hope in God. Turn away from wicked ways. Turn away from the life of sin. Continually put your trust in God. Continually put your hope in God. And I assure you that this hope does not disappoint. And this hope will never put you to shame. Because God's love has been shed abroad, has been poured out in our hearts in great measure. This is the word of the Lord. Thank you for listening. This is Spirit and Life. By God's grace, we shall be here tomorrow as God allows us. share this broadcast, like, comment, share, subscribe. When you do all those things, it helps get the message to others. And others can also have this hope in Christ, the hope of glory, the hope of our calling, the blessed hope, the lively hope, the hope set before us, and the hope of the gospel. Our hope, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Shalom, shalom, shalom.